I decree and declare we are whole and we are complete. I decree and declare that we are healed and we are the head and not the tail. We decree and we declare that we are creators and not creatures. We decree and we declare that we are givers and not takers. We decree and we declare that we walk by faith and not by sight. We decree and we declare that there is infinite wealth bubbling in us and overflowing through us. We decree and we declare in this hour that everything that our hands touch is gold. Hallelujah. We decree and we declare that the things we say are the things that are ordained and used as we are vessels by God. We decree and we declare that we continue to walk upright and we confess to our neighbors and pray for our neighbors because God said for us to confess one to another. We decree and we declare that we walk in a holy boldness and we stand strong and we stand firm in the word, for we are also the word. We decree and we declare that our sights are clear and we will not sway to the left nor to the right, but we will walk on purpose and we will be open vessels to what God has us to do in this season. We decree and we declare that no weapon that is formed against us, anything that's evil trying to come forward us, we cancel that, for God has given us power to live. God has given us power to love. Hallelujah. We decree and we declare that everything that we desire is manifesting in this season. Hallelujah. Prophetess Darlene, let's open up the lines and let's speak in our heavenly language. Amen.
I'm not going to be able to do that. All prophets pray 3 minutes.
Amen. Amen. Father God, thank you for this opportunity once again to come into agreement in prayer together on the line. Thank you for your faithfulness, Father, and your presence that is with us. Thank you for continued testimonies, Lord God, as we lift up our petitions to you with thanksgiving, Lord God, and in expectation of continued breakthroughs and testimonies, Father. Thank you for your faithfulness again, Lord God. And we just lift up the requests mentioned tonight, the different names, Lord God, Prophetess Aisha Cooper, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, and Prophet Bostic, Lord, and the other names as well, Lord, you know each one, and even those on the line, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that you are touched. Your word shows us you are touched with the feelings of our infirmities, Lord God, that you understand that we are flesh, that we are human, and what we go through in this life on this earth, the different situations and feelings. Thank you, Father, that you understand and are so patient and loving with us, Lord God. Just intervene in each one of our lives, Lord God. Continue to direct our path. Continue to have your protection all around us, Father God, as well, and our families and loved ones, Father, and Lord, even our pets. And I just want to lift up my cat that and pray and speak healing to her, Lord God, whatever the problem is, and thank you in advance for testimony in this as well, Lord God, and whatever other situations each one of us are facing. Thank you for victories, Lord God, and breakthroughs in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Father God, I thank you, God, for your mercy, for your love, God. Thank you for allowing us to come together again, God, on one accord, lifting up our voices to you, seeking your face, God, seeking your mercy, and we thank you, God, for your mercy and your loving kindness, God. Thank you, God, for each and every person on the line, each and every prophet, each and every prophetess, each and every listener, God. I ask you to bless them, God. Bless your people and make them whole and complete, oh God. Oh God, I thank you for the healing that is taking place amongst your people, God. I thank you for my healing, God. I thank you for the healing of Prophet Bostic, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Prophetess Aisha Cooper. Thank you, God, for making her whole and complete, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. And the other name that was mentioned, Stephen, somebody, and also for Prophetess Barbara Tucker's relative, Ronald Clark, God. She has been calling that name and calling that name and lifting him up to you, God, and we look for his total and complete healing, God. Thank you, God, for his recovery. Thank you for the recovery of your people, God. Thank you for your blessings, God, and your mercy for hearing us, oh God. And God, I ask you to bless. You are truly blessing the Harvest Revival as we were. And thank you, God, even for the ability to see it on streaming. Thank you, God, for the Master Prophet and his vision, for Prophetess Deborah and her vision. Thank you, God, for the church. Thank you, God, for salvation, holiness, God, which no man will see God without it. But thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this holiday season that's approaching, God. I ask you to look upon each and every person especially those who are alone, God. Especially those who are alone. Bless them. Bring them together with family, God. Let somebody care for somebody else. Oh, God, I love you and I praise you. I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, God, because you're worthy to be praised. And I just want to say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, as we come before you on this beautiful, blessed day that you have created, Lord, we rejoice. Again, I say we rejoice, and we say thank you. Thank you for not only ordering our steps, thank you for guiding us, for leading us, for your divine hand of protection. Lord, I thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. As you continue to pour out your grace and mercy that endure forevermore, Lord, I thank you for your healing touch. Lord, I thank you for all leaders, ministers, prophets, evangelists, teachers, apostles. Lord, I thank you for the very life and breath and air that we breathe. Lord, I thank you for your healing. Lord, I thank you for your love. I thank you for forgiving us each and every day. Lord, I thank you for the newness, the abundance, and the prosperity that is coming our way. And Lord, I thank you for making us perfect, whole, and complete. Lord, I thank you for having a listening ear, even when others wouldn't listen to us. But Lord, I thank you for allowing us to be not only hearers of your word, but doers as well. I thank you for rising us up, even though we have fallen. And Lord, I thank you for the turnaround, for the change that is taking place in each and every person's lives on this line. Lord, I thank you, for I don't know the cause. I don't know the reason, but I thank you for the healing of Perry Lewis, Sally Long, Ronald Lake, Ronnie Frankel, Kevin Hinch, Anita Green, Prophet Stephen Bostick, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, and Prophetess Aisha Cooper. Lord, that is the list that we are bringing unto you today, but that is not the final list. For Lord, I'm bringing each and every name that is known and unknown unto you as well. For Lord, you are the healer, you're the repairer, and Lord, the restorer as well. I thank you for your touch, your healing touch, and Lord, I thank you for your tender mercies as well. Lord, I thank you for the full armor that we have on even now as we go before and stand as your warriors, for we are more than conquerors. And Lord, I thank you for the newness. I thank you for the prosperity. I thank you for the increase. I thank you for being with the generations that are not even yet here, Lord. But I thank you most of all for being with our leaders, Archbishop Master Prophet Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Lord, thank you for being with Prophet Primpe and Prophet Daniel Amatang as they go before and do your war as well and your will. And I thank you, Lord, for your ways. I thank you, Lord, for each and every person that is on this line and their family members as well. Lord, I thank you for the leaders and the leadership that is coming forth in Prophetess Darlene Gray. Thank you, Lord, as you go before and touch Prophetess Barbara Tucker and Prophetess Alice Jackson and Prophetess Joyce Hartley and Prophetess Terry Stinson. And, Lord, thank you for being with me and rising me up so that I can stand in the gap as well. So touch my home and my children and everybody's children on this line. Thank you, Lord, for obedience. Thank you, Lord, for right standing. I thank you, Lord, for the reproof and the correction as well. I thank you, Lord, for the sword of the Spirit, which is your word. I thank you, Lord, for those who, my God, who may not even have the ability to thank you. I thank you for second chances. And, Lord, I thank you for healing those who may be at a point of just crying. So I thank you for your tender mercies as you touch them in their physical body as you touch them spiritually, mentally, emotionally. Thank you, Lord, for your touch. Thank you, Lord, because if we had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough to say thank you. And so I thank you. And it is in Jesus' precious name that we pray. Amen and amen.
Peace that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowl and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that waiteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. And Father God, we thank you for this protection. We thank you for covering us in this hour, Father God. We thank you for our faith, Father God, and we cancel out fear, Father God. We thank you that yea, though we might walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for thou art with us, and we bless your name for that, Father God. We thank you for the prophets that you've sent to us, Father God. We thank you for moving through them, Father God. We thank you, God, because they said yes to you, and by them saying yes to you, were they here for us, Father God, to see what we might not be able to see. So we thank you for the prophets that came through today, Father God. We thank you for more love, Father God. We thank you for the renewed faith. We thank you for the vision of the master prophet and Pastor Jordan, Father God. Father God, we're standing in spaces that it might be empty, and the empty spaces might be the seniors needing that love, Father God. Touch them and protect them, Father God, in those homes. And the children, Father God, touch them and cover them. Thank you for our financial favor, unlimited wealth, unexpected checks, miracles, 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 Father God, in this day. And anyone that tries to come against us, Father God, we cancel that out. We cancel that out and send whatever evil thought it is back to the sender, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you for covering our homes and the homeless people, Father God, covering them. Thank you for jobs and elevation, protection, Father God. We cancel out any cancerous tongue, feeling, anything in our bodies, Father God. We cancel that out. We thank you for blessing our minds, healing our spirits, Father God, the brokenhearted today. Mothers praying for their sons. Mothers praying for their husbands and their daughters, Father God. We stand with them. Thank you for revealing the things, Father God, of anybody trying to come against us. Thank you for bringing those things to the light. We thank you for restoration, the people in Puerto Rico still, Father God. We're thinking about all these people, and we're standing in the gap, Father God, where they might not have the strength, Father God. Maybe our voice is helping, Father God. We thank you. We bless each and every person on this line, Father God. Thank you for the prophetesses that are standing on this line that says, yes, Father God. We shall walk and not faint. We shall walk and not faint. We shall walk and not faint. Thank you, God. We bless your name, and we give your name always the praise. We love you, God. We love you, Holy Spirit. We love you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord God, for this awesome day. Thank you, Lord God, for the prophets that came on yesterday, oh Father God. Give them a fresh anointing, Lord God. Build them up, oh dear God. Replenish them, oh Father God, so that they can continue the rest of the week, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for just them sending the word on yesterday, Lord God, that you will bless the house of Zoe, Lord God. And Lord God, we want to say and repeat what you have said to us in Deuteronomy 6:6-7, these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. Lord God, we want you to help us to teach our children your word, oh dear God, that they will allow it to be a lamp unto their feet, oh Father God. We want to thank you, Lord God, for your word and lead them in your paths. Give us the wisdom we need to raise our children who love you and will love you more abundantly, Lord God. We thank you in advance for giving us the hunger to know you more thoroughly, O dear God, through your word and for helping to restore our faith in you when our faith seemed low, Lord God. We want to thank you for just replenishing us, O dear God, and washing us white as snow and forgiving us all the sins that we have committed against thee, knowingly and unknowingly, Lord God, but that we shall walk rightly in your ways, dear God. We thank you for the blessings that you have called out to the people that names have been mentioned. Perry Lewis, Prophetess Aisha Cooper for her blessing on last night, Father God, and that you will continue to lift her up. And Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Lord God, we ask a special blessing for them as well. Sally Long, Minister Steve Bostick, Ronald Blake, Kevin Hedge, Anita Green, and all those others that are not mentioned here today. Lord God, we ask that you continue to uplift them. Keep them in your glory, O dear God. Keep them under your hedge of protection. Keep them so that you will be their shield, O dear God, that they will not be weary in well-doing, that they will reap so that they will not faint, so that they can reap your rewards, O dear God. We abolish every curse that has been sent from the sender, O dear God. We break it by fire in the name of Jesus. We send it back to the sender. We break every generational curse, O dear God. We break every spirit of iniquity come up against us, dear God. We break it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just ask a special blessing for Master Prophet Ebonard Jordan, oh dear God, and Pastor Lady Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, and most of all, Pastor Mascarene Cohen, oh dear God, for them standing, oh dear God, and continue to be with us and just having this door open for us to pray before your glory, oh dear God, so that we could come to your throne of grace purely and completely humble to you, oh dear God, that we continue to practice unconditional love, Lord God. We thank you in advance for the blessing that you continue to bestow upon us, oh dear God. We thank you in advance for us standing in the gap and saying yes to your will, for being intercessors on the wall continuously, Lord God. We thank and we praise and we honor you, Lord God, that you continue to bless our leaders, oh dear God, that we be more aware of what's going on, Father God. We thank and we praise your holy name, Lord God, for you continue to strengthen us, Lord God, that you continue to uplift us, oh dear God. Go into the hospitals, oh dear God. Spend a special blessing upon them, oh dear God, that they shall be healed, oh dear God, that they will be complete and whole. And a special blessing for Bishop Womack, oh Father God, for his name was mentioned the service, oh dear God. We bless him right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you in advance, Lord God, for allowing us to continue to withdraw from your bank without making a substantial deposit, Lord God. We thank you for breaking debt cancellation, for restoration, oh dear God, for a higher level, dear God, elevation, oh dear God, so that we will have the sight of eagles, oh dear God. We thank you, Lord God. We love you. We know that you are majestic and you are omniscient and you are omnipresent in our life, oh dear God. We just ask that you continue to bless us like never before, and we will carefully give your name the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' matchless name, we pray and give you thanks. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, O God. We thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for the word of the Lord is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of souls and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a descender of the thought and the intents of the heart. We thank you, God. And again, we give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. And we thank you, God, for the traveling mercies, God. We thank you, God, for giving us traveling mercies and protecting us as we travel by air, land, or sea, oh God. We thank you, God, for keeping us safe wherever we may be, God. We thank you, God, for protecting us from accidents and keeping us free from harm to our bodies and to our souls, God. And we thank you, God, for supporting us with your grace and keeping us mindful of your presence and your love, God, and bringing us back home safe and sound, oh God. We thank you, God, for that, oh God. And we thank you, God, for the wisdom and knowledge and understanding that you give us, oh God. And we thank you, God, for everyone on the line, God. Thank you, God, for protecting them, God. Thank you, God, for blessing their homes, oh God. And thank you, God, for increase in their lives, God, and healing them, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for all the names that have been called, God. Thank you, Lord, for healing them, oh God. And thank you, God, for your healing powers, Lord. Thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh God. Oh God, and we want to thank you, dear Lord. We want to thank you for insight, God. And we want to thank you, God, for connections, dear Lord. And we want to thank you, God, that you are bigger than this universe. And you are bigger than anything life can bring us, God. Thank you, God, for the great harvest that you open for us, oh God. And thank you, Lord, for your guidance and help to give us strength that we can dwell together in unity, oh God. We thank you, God, for this prayer line right here, God. We thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for being with those who don't know you, God, helping them, God, to give their hearts and minds to you, that they will become your child, God. We thank you, God, for helping the needy, God, and those who are in need, God. Thank you, God, for comforting them and supporting them, God, and giving them what you would have for them to have, God. And we want to thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, over our children, over our loved ones around us, oh God. And thank you, Lord, for that hedge of protection, dear Lord, and keeping us safe, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for our leaders, Lord. We want to thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and our leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, God. We want to thank you, God, for all your leaders all over the world, dear Lord. And we want to thank you, God, for keeping them safe, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, Lord, that whoever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, O God, is already condemned. Because when you arise, dear Lord, the enemy scatters. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the blessed Holy Ghost, in Jesus' mighty and masterful name, we pray, amen and amen.
And I speak forth perfection of our day. Today is the best day God has to offer for every good and perfect gift, and expansion is our portion. For our name is great in the earth, and it comes from you, Father. Nothing shall impede our purpose, our progress, and our prosperity, and your assignment upon our lives. We walk in the timing of the Lord. We shall manifest greatness and excellence, bringing glory to you, Father. Everything we touch turns into prophetic gold, for you bless the works of our hands. We find favor with our superiors, and elevation is our provision and our portion. We thank you, Lord, for stretching us and expanding and increasing our income. We thank you, Lord, that abundance is transferred into each of our hands. We thank you, Lord, that we have given, and it is given unto us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into our bosom. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent taketh it by force. And we thank you, Lord, that you are our rock, and we trust in you, Father. You are a shield and the horn of our salvation, our high tower, our refuge, and our Savior. And you save us from violence. You save us from the violent prayers of the wicked. You save us from the witch and the warlock. You save us from every terrorist attack. You save us, hallelujah. You save us, for every pit and pitfall and every device of the wicked one. We thank you, Lord, that blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. We thank you, Lord, that we reroute every negative prayer prayed against us. We reroute every curse. We reroute, haraboshetah. In the name of Jesus, every sickness and every disease, every spirit of infirmity that has been sent to attack and destroy your people. We send it back to the sender. We decree it so in that in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. And we pull down the stronghold of death, dying, and disease. We pull down the stronghold of back injuries and back surgeries. We pull down every stronghold of every cancer. We pull down every stronghold of every heart condition. We pull down every stronghold of rheumatoid arthritis. We pull down every stronghold of lack and poverty. We pull down every stronghold of rebellion in the name of Jesus. We pull down every stronghold of divorce. We pull down every stronghold of abuse. We pull down every stronghold of termination of employment. We decree and declare progress and advancement. We thank you, Lord, that you enlarge our territories in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare victory and breakthrough, provision, restoration, and repair for this your people. We bless every home on this call. Every family that's represented, the spirit of addiction is broken over the people of God in the name of Jesus. Alcoholism, drug addiction, sex addiction has no dominion over the lives of your people in the name of Jesus. Freedom, faith, and prosperity is our portion. And we thank you for peace. We thank you for Archbishop, our pastor. We thank you, Lord God, for Bishop Womack. We cover him. We cover him. We cover him, and we reroute every attack of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And nothing shall by any means come to hurt him and our archbishop and our pastor and our prophets in the prophetic order. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, people of God, once again, I want to thank you all for being on the call, standing in the gap, standing even for yourselves, amen, coming in and bringing your log to create a greater fire, a greater flame, amen. A corporate anointing will scatter the enemy in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for your faithfulness and consistency on these calls. Tell somebody about these calls. Don't be selfish. Don't keep it to yourself. Post it on your Facebook page. Don't be like Nicodemus coming to Jesus by night. Be a bold Christian. Be a bold believer. Let somebody know that your provision and your portion is being increased because of the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Others are... My mother just came in the room moments ago and told me about one of her best friends transitioning today. Amen. There are people leaving this earth, and we need to cover them. We need to, because people are leaving here before their time. Help us to stand in the gap and sow a seed of thanksgiving. Thank Archbishop for opening this door of opportunity for us to come together and pray. Amen. Thank Pastor Deborah for her vision and for her obedience. Amen. Sow a seed. Amen. That this ministry can continue. Amen. And for our announcements, yes and yes, the Harvest Revival is in progress, and you don't want to miss it. Amen. Do what you have to do to be a part of this revival. So your first fruit seed, the 2018, amen, as you're wrapping up 2017 and entering into 2018, amen. And Prophetess Barbara, would you assist me with the announcement?
Yes, Prophetess Darlene, I know 9 o'clock there will be the call, right? I was listening, trying to see if there was the pop life. I'm thinking there possibly is the 12 noon, but I know we're definitely back here at 12 midnight for the cry, the midnight cry. So it's the same number, everyone, so you're welcome to call in at 9 o'clock because the teachings are amazing. We're working out of the Book of the Month Club. And also, we will be having the prophecology coming up for those of you who are prophets. We do have, you can register and do that right now. But there might be someone on the line that might be interested in learning more about the prophetic and coming into prophecology. They're welcome to also call in so they can get more information on that. Prophetess Darlene.
Amen. And Prophetess Regina Turner has more announcements.
Amen, amen. This is instructions from the prophets on last night. Prophet Daniel Amating said that we are to walk with a bottle of water on tomorrow as well as a seed for $91 and read Psalm 91 so you understand the seed of $91. Also, bring seven people with you. Don't be selfish. Come and bring someone out. The prophet's word is accurate and it's been blessing people. People are being blessed by the word, and if you can't get there, make sure you watch it by live streaming to get your blessing. But you want to make sure that you sow your $2,018 seed so that the prophet can see into your next coming year. You want to make sure that you're in the place called there. And the services that will continue on tomorrow as well as Tuesday will be as follows. At 12 noon with Prophet Daniel Amating, and at 7 p.m. with Master Prophet Primpe, and they are really on fire. So I tell you, come with a spirit of expectation. Don't let the prophet have to overwork themselves. They are working on your behalf. And if you know that you're standing, you've been petitioning God for something, make sure that you sow into the ministry. Make sure that you're bringing what they are asking of you so that they don't have to work as hard. Thank you very much, Prophetess Darlene.
Amen. Let's govern ourselves accordingly. Amen, and thank you all for, again, being on the Midnight Cry. Join us again, and prophets, let's be on time so we can start our lineup on time. Amen. And people of God, thank you again. Have a wonderful rest of the day. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you, everyone.